Good afternoon. Green MP Julianne Genta could be in a little bit of trouble for her behaviour in Parliament last night. She walked up to National Minister Matt Doocy's desk, got real close to him, yelled at him and waved a book, prompting this rebuke from Deputy Speaker Barbara Cooriger.
Ms Genta, please resume your seat. Please resume your seat.
And it's not appropriate to get out of one seat to go and have an argument with somebody on the other side.
Multiple parties have complained to the Speaker, Jerry Brownlee. He says he will decide what to do with this next week. David Carter is a former Speaker and is with us now. Hey, David.
G'day, Heather.
You ever seen anything like this in Parliament?
No, I've seen a few things, but nothing quite like this.
What do you think when you saw it? You
know, well, it's the reputation of New Zealand's democracy that's a threat here. We see other countries where the MPs end up in fisticuffs. We don't expect it in New Zealand, and it's never happened to my knowledge in the chamber. At least there was a fight once before, I remember, and Mallard and Henry that at least had the decency to leave the debating chamber. This was dreadful performance by Julianne Genta.
Do you reckon it's a slam dunk to go to the Privileges Committee?
I think it is. I think what what the Speaker needs to do now, and he's started the process, is collect the evidence, see whether anybody else has got any other extenuating circumstances. Then he must decide whether to send it to the Privileges Committee. That could be the end of it. I suspect it's so bad this time that it will go to a Privileges Committee, which is still to be for the. The balance of the Privileges Committee has been determined. The members as to who sit on it have not, but National get 3 members, Labour get 2, and the other parties all get 1. Typically, the Honourable Judith Collins as Attorney General would chair that Privileges Committee if it's required, and then it's over to the Privileges Committee to decide what the penalty should be if indeed they find her guilty of contempt.
They'll find her guilty, don't you think? I mean, there's video evidence of what she did.
I agree. I think it, as you say, slam dunk. But then they must determine what the appropriate penalty should be. And the range is huge. They could actually expel her from Parliament, unlikely to do that. They could suspend her for a period of time. They could fine her. They could censure her and require her to come back into Parliament like a very fulsome apology for her actions. That's probably where I'd guess it'll end.
Okay, yeah. Hey, David, thank you. I appreciate your expertise as always. Thanks for coming on the show. That's David Carter, former Speaker.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.